Hi everyone, back again. It's me. I actually want to recording myself once again because I got a notification that probably in March, the feature of Anchor, or like kind of feature that I use now as my podcast, will be like, it's not gonna be like this. Probably it will upgrading, but like it require new something, like it having a new terms and service, I'm not sure, but yeah, I would like to have a manifestation of myself. The thing that you have to manifest on your life is that just remember that this day, today, every day is a good day. Remember, I want you to remember that you are special. I want you to know that you are special. That there must be something good for you. There must be something that it is great in your life. If you feel like you're not lucky for this time or in this amount of time, just trust me that soon you will be lucky, you will happier, you will be happy. I want you to know that you are special, you are worthy, and you deserve to be loved. Even though that it's kind of difficult to find a perfect love, but let's start to manifesting. I'm going to manifest myself. I'm going to manifest and affirm that I want to meet someone who loves me and I love him. I want to meet someone who loves me and I love him. I always wrote that in my diary, actually. Lately, every page I write down. But every day is a different word. Like, I want to meet someone who loves me. I want to meet someone who loves me. I want to meet someone who loves me. Oh, and it always on repeat. But sometimes I just change, like, I want to meet someone who are chosen by God, who love me. I want to meet someone who are chosen by God, who love me. I want to meet someone who are chosen by God, who love me. And now I change again. I want to meet someone who love me and I love him. I want to meet someone who love me and I love him. I want to meet someone who love me and I love him. You can manifest your dreams, but I don't want to share my dreams here. Because like I'm afraid that it's not realistic. My dream, well, actually I don't know my dream. Like, I just want to live in a good life, a peaceful life, meet someone who are bring me to the peaceful life too, someone who makes me not worry about future. Like, we can go through this time together like that, and we're gonna be okay. We're going to be okay. And I just don't have any type of man. I don't have any type of boy, actually. I just trust God, whoever he chooses for me. I believe that he will be just the best one for me. We know, like, human is not perfect. I'm not perfect though, so I'm going to make sure, and I also sure that my future love, someone who love me and I love him, who is he is not perfect, and I know that. Whoever, who are you, who, what are you doing there? Are you okay? I hope that you're okay there. Just doing what you like right now. because I'm doing what I like right now. I just like doing my hobbies, like painting or like upgrading my skills like that. Do what you like as long as you're happy. I hope that you're happy there. I hope that you are healthy there. I hope that God always protects you no matter what you're doing. I hope that you will always stay close to God, because never leave your God, because your God never leave you though. I really like a religious man, no matter what religion is, but as long as he stay connected to God, that will be the best man. Yeah, I know, like, it's not the best one, but at the very least, he will be protected by God. I know, like, everyone will be protected by God, but like, I'm pretty sure that he's a good guy. Yeah. What are you doing now? Are you lonely? Because, yeah, life is lonely. Don't feel lonely. God will always stay beside you. I mean, my love will not be as God love to you. Like, God is actually love you so much, and no one can beat him to love you. I just human, and I just love you with my conditions. I mean, like, I'm gonna love you unconditionally, but yeah, I'm a human. Sometimes, like, I'm not accepting kind of your probably toxic trait of yourself, but everyone has its own toxic traits. For example, me, my toxic trait is I'm overthinking too much. I got mad sometimes. Small things makes me happy, but sometimes small things make me sad at the same time. So like, I have a kind of mood swing. Sometimes I feel happy, and then 5 minutes after that, I sad. It's kind of difficult to predict my emotional state actually, because I don't know how to describe my emotional state actually. That is why your God is love you unconditionally. Like, no matter what sins that you've done in the past, God love you. And yeah, that is why I want you to stay connected to God, because someday probably God will meet us. I mean, like, we'll be meet soon, or probably we already meet, but yeah, he'll be connecting me and you, like connecting our soul. Oh my God, is that too much? Connecting our heart, like, how could you imagine? That would be so great if your love is raised by God. Not raised by God actually, but it is like preserved by God, and God taking care of us together, God protecting us together, and build our love together. That is why I want you to stay connected to God, because I actually trying to stay connected to God too. I really want to meet you soon, or if I already meet you, I want you to close to your God. Yeah. I wish that I could meet someone who loved me, and that someone who are chosen by God. I hope that you also find your soulmate soon. Soon. But nobody's perfect. I know that probably we're not in a good condition right now to be mad, but I don't know. Well, see you when I see you. Goodbye. I actually like this song, Not a Bad Thing from Justin Timberlake. Like, I know people make promises all the time, then they turn around and run and break them. When someone cut your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding. But but I can be that guy to heal it over time. Well, you're not gonna heal me though. Just let's heal together. Yeah, you and me, we are healing together. I'm not gonna expecting that you're gonna heal my pain, because the one that should heal my pain is myself. What I need from you is just like your presence, and we're going through up and down together. That will be so great that I'm gonna cheer up on you. I'm gonna send my prayer to you, and then you pray for me too, and then you send your prayer to me, and then you cheer up on me like that. That will be so sweet. Not gonna expecting that you're going to be a perfect man ever. No, because I'm not a perfect woman too. I have a weakness too. So yeah. See you.